Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hello, welcome back to the Balanced Blonde Podcast, Soul on Fire. Today, we have a long overdue solo episode, and I am pretty much over the moon to be sharing this particular solo episode, because in the episode, we're talking all about waking back up to your own soul, which is a concept that has been a huge part of my life lately, and so much so, in fact, that I've decided to create an entire course around it that's now out and available for you guys to check out and see if it feels like a fit for you. So I just wanted to tell you all about the inspiration behind the course, what it is, and share a whole bunch of information on it so that you can pretty much decide whether or not it feels good to you or right to you or like something that you could see being a part of your life. And as always, I just want you to see whether it feels aligned for you. And on top of that, whether it feels aligned for you right now. So it's called Waking Back Up to Your Own Soul. And I want to tell you all about the inspiration behind it, how I had to get out of my own way in order to create this course. And I feel talking about this and sharing about this will be applicable to everybody listening because we're all in the midst of creating, whether it's a project or a book or a course or our life, we're always creating and birthing new things into the world, even new things about us, about our personalities. So I feel like what I share here will be applicable to you, whether or not you are going to create a course or anything like it in your future, because what I learned about getting out of my own way was so healing and so empowering. And I truly believe that we create the things that we need the most. And I really needed this in my life. I've been, you probably know, quite sick for a couple of years with chronic Lyme disease and all sorts of co-infections, so many other issues, mold poisoning, toxicity that I've been detoxing from for a long time. And mostly my biggest symptom with all that has been insane chronic fatigue. And I've been so chronically fatigued for so long that I needed something to inspire me to start living again. And I know I have a lot of amazing things in my life. I have the best fiance. I have an incredible family. I have so many amazing friends. I have you guys, my friends from all over the world. I have this podcast and the Balanced Blonde brand. So all of that, of course, has kept me going. But when you're really sick and you're bedridden, and you can't do any of the things that you love to do, you can't exercise because you don't have the energy, you can't sweat because your skin is full of hives, You can't even wake up in the morning when you love mornings because your hormones are so off that you have to sleep through the whole morning and be awake through the whole night. When that starts to become your life, you start looking for a way to shift, and you also question life itself. As crazy as that sounds, that's something that was a big part of my life for a while. Just, what am I even doing here if I'm this sick? So many different things occurred in life to be able to really wake me back up to my own soul and make it possible for me to create this course. And the act itself of creating this course healed me in ways that I can hardly even describe. It's so exciting. And although I still have a lot of healing that will be taking place in my life for the next long while, this really kickstarted me. And if you listen to my episode, the first episode I did with Bree Melanson a couple months ago, she told me that the act of writing about my illness journey would heal me in and of itself. So although I do feel a book coming in the future, hopefully the near future, writing this course was a deeply healing experience. And also just knowing that it's going out into the world and that you guys will be experiencing it if you haven't already, as it launched on July 8th. Super excited about it. Makes me really happy. So before we dive into the episode and I tell you all about the inspiration behind the course, what the course is, what to expect, what waking back up to your own soul even looks like, on and on, I want to thank our incredible sponsor for today's episode, Hum Nutrition. Hum Nutrition, I love you. There's a reason why I've been using your products for so long, since long before I ever had this podcast for you to sponsor. Hum Nutrition is a beauty supplement brand, and their entire mission is based around the idea that beauty starts from within. They are premium quality, recommended by leading nutritionists. They're clinically proven, non-GMO, gluten-free, sustainably sourced, and pure and potent. So you should know that you can use the code SOUL, S-O-U-L, for 20% off at checkout at humnutrition.com. Some of my absolute favorite products that I take every day on Hum Nutrition are their Daily Cleanse, which helps cleanse the skin, the liver, the bowels, the kidneys, and the lungs. It's made of organic algae and cleansing minerals, and it has 15 different detox herbs. So many herbs that are so good for us and our hormones, like milk thistle, dandelion root, beetroot, spirulina, chlorella, matcha, selenium, copper, zinc, to name a few. I love that one. I've noticed it helps a lot with my skin and just helps me feel better on a day-to-day basis. I love their Uber Energy, which supports consistent energy through adrenal strength. We know, with everything I've been dealing with my health, having something help with my energy levels and specifically regulating my adrenals has been incredible. It's very high in adaptogens. It has vitamin B5 and vitamin B6. It also has ashwagandha, which is incredible for the adrenals, ginger, licorice root, rhodiola, vitamin C, schisandra berry. So many very, very good for us adaptogens. Those are my top two Hum Nutrition products right now. They also have incredible probiotics and prebiotics. They have things for being on your period. They have things for iron, for B12. So whatever you feel like you need more of in your life, Hum Nutrition can help you out. You can also talk to a nutritionist on there for free. So go to humnutrition.com, use the code SOUL, S-O-U-L, at checkout for 20% off, and snap me pictures on Instagram stories if you try out their products, and tell me what you think. So thank you, Hum Nutrition. Let's just head right on into this episode. That's what's so fun about solo episodes is I just dive right in. So I feel like the appropriate place to share with you all about where I started thinking about this course in the first place was all the way back in Bali. I went to Ubud on a solo trip and basically took myself on a journey for a month. You can listen to episode 86 about my solo episode that I recorded when I was there in Bali. It was a wonderful experience, but it was also the experience where I realized that I was incredibly sick. So I went to Bali with all of these goals and all of these aspirations in mind. Like I was going to heal my body from chronic hives and chronic fatigue and exhaustion. I was going to write a book. I was going to come back to LA feeling better than ever and so tapped in and like the best fiance / girlfriend at the time, best cat mom, best friend, best daughter, sister, everything. Because really at the time I felt like I was falling apart and I wasn't any of those things because I was so low energy from being so chronic fatigued from Lyme disease. And at the time I didn't know that I had Lyme disease. So this trip ended up being one of the most tapped in times of my entire life, spiritually and on a soul level, and B, the most difficult thing I had ever experienced or ever done because it was nothing like I thought it was going to be. I didn't write a book. I didn't even make it out of bed most days. I was completely bedridden for most of that trip. I was suffering from insane insomnia where I was up all night, mostly every night, and sleeping during the day, which is not a very fun way to experience Bali. And I made it a few times to yoga, but not as much as I had envisioned. I did a juice cleanse that was sort of healing, and I was also just sort of completely depleted. And the incredible things that did happen there were that I saw a few healers that I did not have very good experiences with. And through those experiences, I realized that I was meant to be my own healer and that it's incredible to see different people who can help you through what you're going through, especially intuitive people. But the greatest gift that we have is that we hold all of that wisdom inside of us. So I learned that in Bali. It was very healing. The second thing that happened that was amazing in Bali is that rather than writing a book, I started channeling this course that I've finally now brought to fruition. So I started writing notebook after notebook after notebook of information about this course. And originally I had felt like it was a manifestation course. And I wasn't very excited at first because I had all these stories in my head like, no. You're an author, Jordan, and a podcaster. You need to focus on writing a book. That's what you came here to do. But if there's anything I've learned from the universe and listening to my intuition, it's that we have to just get out of our own way. When we have in our minds the way that we want something to go, and we're so strict in thinking, this is the way it has to be, this is the way it has to look, I have to write a book in Bali. This was all very ego-driven, truthfully. And getting out of my own way meant being open to this course that was channeling through with so much clarity. So I started to let go of the idea of the way that things were supposed to look and started to really get excited about this course. And I didn't really know how it was going to come to fruition or who would be involved or what the format would be or anything, which I think is part of why I held myself back for so long, because I wasn't really in tune with the specifics or the logistics. I just knew that there was a lot of information that wanted to come through. So it's pretty hysterical to look at my original notebooks full of channeled information. I wrote down like 25 guest speakers that I wanted to be a part of this course. Mostly all people who have been on this podcast, people who inspire me, people who are leaders in the fields of manifestation and spirituality. And I put a couple people on that list that I also have never met in person. People whose podcasts I was listening to when I was in Bali, like Jess Lively and a few other people, people who really inspire me, Marianne Williamson, Gabby Bernstein, etc. And over time, this idea was becoming very complicated in my head. It was almost like it needed to be a live event or a retreat or like a video series or something that I certainly didn't feel ready or even truly, totally inspired to do. So I held myself back for a long time, even though I felt like the universe sent me this information, sent me every single module that this course was supposed to be about. So I feel like I should do something with it because when the universe sends you information, that means you're the person to spread it to the world. Meanwhile, I got back from Bali, ended up getting diagnosed with Lyme disease, finding my incredible doctor, Dr. Erica Lehman, and started on the path to healing from Lyme. So now that I knew I had Lyme disease and I had a reason for why I was so chronically fatigued, so out of energy all the time, I then convinced myself and started telling myself the story that I didn't have enough energy to create this course. And who am I to create a course when I am super sick? Who am I to share this soul on fire information with people when I'm feeling as down as I do? It's not the time. It's not the time. And the truth is, it probably was not the time. I mean, I'm sure it could have come through and it would have been the way that it was supposed to be if it did come through. But I just kept being shown it's not the time. And I listened to that ping from my intuition and I waited and I waited and I waited. And a lot has happened in the last year. And I've learned a lot that has opened my mind to what this course was really supposed to be. And it was actually earth-shattering for me to realize and to find out from my soul that I wasn't meant to have guest speakers on this course in particular. I have guest speakers on this podcast almost every week, and I've learned so much from them, and they've taught our community so much, but I've learned so much from them and also from my own healing journey, from my own soul, from my own learning, from my own meditations, from my own research, and this incredible journey that my soul has taken me on and that the universe has taken me on for the last year alone. So it was quite earth-shattering when I realized I didn't need any guest speakers on this course. This course is meant to be me sharing with you guys everything that I have learned in the style of audio and also written, because those are my two favorite ways to express myself at this time to you guys through this whole podcast style of audio, which I feel quite comfortable with now over doing how many episodes? About 150 over the last almost 3 years. It became very clear to me all of a sudden, much more recently, that this course was supposed to be just me sharing with you guys as your peer, as your friend, as your soul guide in a way. However, and I mean soul as in S-O-U-L guide. However, you're your own guide through and through. So my voice is somewhat of your guide, but it's really just leading you to who you are inside. So fast forward to this year when I kind of started to feel a little bit more energy to the point where I could see that this course was ready to come through, and I had rested for so long, just healing and focusing on going inward and getting very clear about what this illness was here to teach me. And I felt so clear on all of it. And I also felt so ready to create from my heart and create something for you guys that I knew would touch on the subjects that needed to be touched on to reach the people that it needed to reach. And every time I went inward and talked to my soul, which was a lot on this whole journey, because I had a lot of downtime. I was bedridden for a year. So the benefit of being bedridden and somewhat isolated while you heal is that you have a lot of alone time and a lot of downtime to talk to yourself, metaphorically and verbally, speak to your soul, journal, read, learn, and develop new habits. So I developed the habit of speaking to my soul, and I realized quite quickly that part of why I got sick was because I was tuned out to my intuitive gifts for so long. And I've known for a while now, and I've shared it so much on the podcast, that I believe we all have psychic abilities, and some more strong than others, as it's meant to be a big part of some people's lives. And I've known for so long that my psychic abilities were growing really strong and really intense. And I felt like my body was having trouble catching up, because ever since I learned about different things like the Pleiadians, which you can listen to in episode 52 with Nicola Berman, ever since I learned about the Pleiadians channeling through me and speaking to my angels and my guides, my mind felt like it was reaching such a high vibrational level of consciousness. And my body felt like it was having a lot of trouble catching up, because our bodies are very human, of course. We are human, and it can be really hard for our bodies to catch up to everything that our minds and our souls and our spirits and our subconscious are experiencing. So I knew part of why I had gotten sick was because I had gotten so out of touch and out of tune with my psychic abilities and my intuition. And I knew that waking back up to my soul was going to be a huge piece of healing for me. So I felt like I was ready to start this course. I talked to a lot of people about it. I started sharing about it on social media. I found the perfect people to help me launch the course, who are experts in the world of launching courses. And through all of that, I still felt like it wasn't time. This was probably back in February or March or April of this year. And I knew, because of how expansive my ayahuasca plant medicine journey had been in January of last year, that that my next ayahuasca journey could be focused on the course, and I could ask the medicine to share the exact course details with me and just create it from a really heart-centered place with a lot of energy from the medicine. So then I was supposed to go sit in ayahuasca ceremony at the end of March, and I wasn't able to go because that's when I went to Canada and got extremely sick and was really thrown off my path for a while with full body hives and insane chronic fatigue and the flu for 2.5 weeks, and really just was set back in my healing 10,000-fold. And it was very clear to me when I asked my soul, why did this happen? Why was I so set back? My soul told me, because you're still living way too fast. You're not slowing down the way that we've taught you. You're not slowing down the way that you know is incredibly important for your healing. You know what works for your healing, and you're not doing it. So we had to intervene in a way, not in a bad way. They didn't want me to be miserable. They just needed to teach me something, and I had to learn what I had to learn. And I did. I listened. I kept telling people who felt really terrible that I was so sick and that I had regressed in a way, although that's not really terminology that I like to use. People were really worried about me, really concerned and really upset on my behalf that I had been feeling better, and then I started to feel much worse. And I just kept telling everyone, no, this is a blessing. This is a gift. There's a reason that I have hit this rock bottom, this ultimate rock bottom, honestly, the deepest rock bottom I've ever been in, where I started to question everything. Am I ever going to heal? I became very afraid to travel or get on a plane. I had to cancel my plant medicine journey. And then everything worked out for a beautiful reason because I ended up journeying on ayahuasca at the end of May. And Jonathan was able to join me, my fiance. So we were able to go together. And I do believe the group that was there and the circle, the ceremony that we sat in all weekend was the exact ceremony for me and the exact ceremony for this course to be able to completely flow through. So my intention, one of many, during the ceremony was to open myself up to the course, what it was supposed to be about, how I could serve everyone else, others, in the highest way for this course to be created. But what I didn't realize was I really, in doing all of this, was in the pursuit of serving myself, healing myself, my highest and greatest good. So for that reason, at first, I was unsure if the course was really coming through in my ayahuasca journey. I was having an incredible journey, learning a lot, purging a lot, connecting with my ancestors. Pain was leaving my body. Jonathan and I are going to do a whole episode on this as a couple that will be out most likely next week. So you guys will hear more about the plant medicine journey in itself. And I was slightly frustrated in an ego kind of way because I felt like the information about the course wasn't coming through. Everything I was experiencing was deeply personal, ancestral, and deep in a good way, but in a very like me kind of way. And I felt like, well, if this is all about me, this isn't about the course. And then, of course, when the weekend ended and I was able to piece everything together that I had seen, that I had learned, that I had purged, and that my eyes had been opened up to, I realized so quickly that the course had completely come through. Not only had it come through, it had shown every single aspect of itself to me. It had shown me every single thing I needed to focus on and share about with people and how long it was going to be, the order in which to share, record, and write everything. And also ayahuasca, thank you, Grandmother Ayahuasca, cleared so much energy from my system, so much pain, so that I could actually have the energy to create the course. Which is why after so much waiting for the perfect time, air quotes around the word perfect, because there's never a perfect time for anything, this course came together so quickly in less than a month after waiting for almost a year and a half to create it. And I recorded, so just to give you an idea, there are 9 modules in the course. So there's 10 episodes, 9 episodes plus an introduction. And there's also 9 meditations. So as you can imagine, that's about like 10 hours-ish of the course, plus a little more, because some are a little longer than an hour, plus 9 20-minute meditations. So if I'm doing my math correct, that's like 13 or 14 hours of recording, plus writing the PDF that goes along with the course. And you guys know writing is my biggest passion. So wanted to make that as beautiful and detailed as possible. Send it off to my designer to make it as aesthetically pleasing and gorgeous as possible. Meanwhile, my site, thebalanceblonde.com, was being revamped, which was perfect timing, truly. And there was a lot of energy going into that at the same time while also recording for the podcast, healing, planning my wedding, having my family here in town and around me, and also just trying to be as healthy as I can, maintaining energy to live in the world and be a friend and a fiance and a cat mom and all these things. So the fact that I recorded at least half of the course in like a 2-day period is pretty insane. And it was great because I was so open. My crown chakra was literally wide open to the universe and it just flowed through. It was ready to flow through. Everything was happening in the flow. I was speaking with such ease and such energy and I wasn't depleted by this at all. But then I kept going at that fast pace. And again, my soul taught me, slow down, slow down. This is what you're learning. It's time to be slow. So instead of pounding out the entire course in a week, I decided to space out the rest of the recordings and the meditations and do other things that I needed to do for the course throughout the entire experience. Like speak to brands, as we have an incredible brand giveaway. I'm actually going to list out all those brands right now so you know what you're going to get if you're among the first 100 people to sign up to the course. Or there's going to be scattered giveaways throughout. So if you sign up for the course in the first 2 weeks, then you'll be entered to win huge gift basket giveaway worth so much. But I just want to give some love to all the brands that are involved. So we have Open Heart Apothecary, which are these beautiful healing sprays made with crystals, made with love, so much beauty. The incredible woman who makes these Open Heart Apothecary sprays has been following me for a long time, and we've connected over email for many years, I want to say, and I just adore her. So those sprays are incredible. I've been using them all around my house. Hudson loves them too. Rebel, you know I love Rebel Tonics, Rebel Protein Drink Elixirs, and they're coming out with so many new products. You got to check them out at Whole Foods, all the places. So gift cards to Rebel. So you'll get free Rebel at any participating retailer like Whole Foods or wherever you shop. Blender Balms, which are these incredible combinations, these blends of like dates and fruit and chia seeds and aloe vera and protein and coffee. And there's a bunch of different flavors. Blender Balms that you just put into your blender to make incredible smoothies. Cured Nutrition, the best CBD on the market. CBD Pain Salve, CBD oil, mint oil. So they'll be giving away 100 mint oil CBD tinctures to the first 100 people who sign up for the course. Liquid IV, my best friend's company, Brandon. I just drank 2 today to try to get rid of a headache. So I'm actually an investor in Liquid IV and have been a part of the company since the very beginning. Brandon and I went to college together. Liquid IV is giving away a 6-pack of their hydration sticks, and they're perfect for active people. They're perfect for hangovers. They're perfect for if you sit in a sauna and need electrolytes. They're perfect for travel. So I love Liquid IV. They're sending 100 sticks to the first 100 people who sign up. Osea Malibu, which we'll talk about in a second because they are another sponsor of today's episode. So I'll save chatting about them. But they're giving away a travel size of one of their products to the first 100 people who sign up. We have Owl Venice, my amazing broth. They do bone broth. They do veggie broths. They do skincare now. They're going to be giving away in the top 5 gift basket giveaway to 5 people, 5 winners who sign up in the first 2 weeks. And we have Beauty Bar Chocolate giving the best organic, sugar-free, monk fruit sweetened chocolate. Some of it has CBD. So good to the first 100 people who sign up. And my dear friend Candace started Beauty Bar Chocolate. It's my dad's favorite. It's Jonathan's favorite. Everyone should know about it for the men in their life, but also just for like the humans in your life, not just men. I think you guys will undoubtedly fall in love with Beauty Bar Chocolate if you haven't tried it yet. So I just want to give a huge thank you, just a huge shout out to these brands for being included and for just being open to sharing their amazing products with us. And then, of course, we have Four Sigmatic, who are going to be giving to the first 15 people who sign up some of my favorite Four Sigmatic products. So all my faves, just to recap, we have Open Heart Apothecary, Four Sigmatic, Rebel, Blender Balms, Cured Nutrition, Liquid IV, Osea Malibu, Owl Venice, and Beauty Bar Chocolate for the first 100 people who sign up, and the first 15 for Four Sigmatic, and the first 5 for Owl Venice. And then also the Ohm store is giving away a singing bowl. So I'm going to put a picture on my Instagram so you guys can see it. mine sitting right in front of me. And that's going to be to one random winner who signs up in the first 2 weeks. The Om Store makes these beautiful singing bowls, which are great for meditation or for sound baths or anything you really choose to do with it. It's so beautiful and it will really be a great enhancement to this course. So I just wanted to let you guys know that because I wanted to make as many of you who get this course feel super special and inundate you with gifts and love and brands that I absolutely love, and also just create a gift basket for you that is worth more than the course itself. So you're getting just so much, and I really, really wanted this to be available to as many people as possible, which is why we chose that there will be 100 people who receive it, plus 5 more with the random people who sign up over the first 2 week period. So the course launched on July 8th. You'll have until the 22nd to be eligible for being one of the winners of that gift basket, but the first 100 to receive all of those products. Super exciting. So before we get into more about the course and more about all of that, I want to thank our sponsor, second sponsor for today's episode, Osea Malibu. I've been using it like crazy. I feel like you guys have seen it. If you've been following along on Instagram, I've been posting some of my favorite products of theirs. I love their vagus nerve oil, which is really, really good to help you relax and help you de-stress, that you put right behind your ears and your neck, and it just makes you feel really good, formulated with so much love. I also love their argan oil. Argan oil is one of the only oils that I can put on my face without my face breaking out or becoming like getting blackheads from oils or anything. So their argan oil is incredible. It's completely natural, organic, and pure. So they have a new offer for us that is you will get $10 off your first purchase of $50 or more. And you'll get that by going to oseamalibu.com/thebalancedblonde. And they have so many other incredible products. I've been using their cleanser lately, their Ocean Milk Cleanser. That is a must. It's a top seller and it's amazing. They have a hyaluronic C serum. They have algae oil. As you can tell, they're a very ocean-inspired, Malibu-inspired company full of mineral-rich organic seaweed, so many other ingredients from the earth like lime and cypress and juniper and jasmine essential oils. So not only do they cleanse and they hydrate, but they awaken the senses, and everyone who works for them is super kind, which you know is a huge plus in my book, the super kind. I only work with brands that I truly, absolutely love to the core, who are so fun to work with and just so kind and incredible people. And that's how I feel about Osea. So I'm very, very happy that not only are they sponsoring the giveaway for the course, but they are also sponsoring this episode. They're sponsors of this podcast. So check them out. Head to oseamalibu.com/thebalancedblonde to redeem the offer of getting $10 off your first purchase of $50 or more. And you can use the code BLONDE to make sure that purchase goes through. So thank you, Osea. Thank you to all of the sponsors sponsoring our incredible giveaway with the course. So now I feel like I should get into the details of the course, what it is, so that you guys know what you're getting into. So there's 9 different modules in the course, and the course is really go at your own pace type of experience. You can do it in 9 weeks, which is kind of how the course is laid out, or you can do a couple of modules per week. You can do multiple modules a week. You can do a module every other week. But the only thing to keep in mind is that since the course is designed to pretty much be over a 9-week period, that's because I want you to develop new habits in your life. And it takes some time to create new habits and ingrain them into our lives. So that's the only reason to do one module a week. Also, I think it's attainable for other reasons. And some of what we're working through in the course is pretty deep and requires, well, not requires because there's no rules, but depending on how you're doing it, requires daily journaling and intention setting and going back to your mantra. So it's pretty all-encompassing. And I do think each module deserves its own week for you to focus on. So let me tell you what the modules are about. There's first an introduction to kind of explain everything that you're going to be getting into, where you'll create your intentions for the course. You'll choose a happy place to go to in your mind and your meditations, and you'll create a mantra for this journey that we're going on together. Module number one is remembering that you're an eternal soul and exploring all about what that means, where we go into decluttering our minds, filling in the gaps from everything that we declutter, the Kabbalah story of creation, as Kabbalah has been a huge influence of this course and is also another really good reason that I waited to create this course, because Kabbalah is a more recent, really important part of my life and has influenced so much of what the course now is. So the Kabbalah creation story is kind of a cornerstone of the course. And you do not have to have any specific religious beliefs or anything. All religions welcome. We talk about God a lot in this course, but you can also think of God as the universe, as karma, as your higher self, as your soul. We're really just waking back up to our own souls here. So our angels, all of that good stuff. And also in module one, we talk about just the concept of waking back up to our soul and returning to our soul's home. There's a meditation there for awakening the third eye, reconnecting to our eternal soul before we came to this planet, choosing a color, as colors are a really big part of, I think, what makes our souls happy. And then module two is all about surrendering to the universe, talking about what that even means and why it's so important, and why surrendering is a huge part of the path to waking back up to our eternal souls and returning to our truest nature, where we are just so happy. And then there's a meditation for surrender and returning to our eternal souls. Module three, this is where ayahuasca really comes into play, because my ancestors have been such a part of my healing journey, connecting to them through ayahuasca and also connecting to them through mediums, experiences with Marianne, who's been on the podcast. We are literally an accumulation of all of our ancestors. They live inside of us and their experiences live inside of us, causing us pain at times because we came here to correct a lot of karma, but also their talents, their creative abilities, all of it lives on inside of us. So module three is all about learning how to honor our lineage, connect with our ancestors, and also connect with our childhood memories. So all the memories in our childhood are similar to how we connect with our ancestors, because our younger self is also a piece of us, just like our ancestors are. So seeing all of the emotions inside of us that technically are not even ours, and learning how to release those lodged emotions and heal our lineage, which is truly what all of us came here to do. If we're here as humans in this space and time, we are here to heal our lineage. So there's a meditation for releasing those emotions and releasing them into the light. Module four is all about developing an intimate relationship with our body, falling in love with our body, because being able to fall in love with our bodies from the inside out is where all of our manifestations come from. So this course is still a manifestation course. There's a meditation for finding and releasing trapped emotions in the body. There's a guide to all the different things that I do in order to do that and how much that has helped me. And then learning how to replace that trapped emotion with nothing but love and light. And then module five is all about playing, returning to our inner child. It's so important, more important than words can even say. Having fun in this life, our souls came here to have fun. So when we have fun, when we enjoy our life, we honor our souls and the fun that our souls know they came here to experience. So playing, dancing, moving, finding our bliss here is really fun because the whole week during module 5 is about really learning what you love and writing it down, getting in touch with it and learning to release all of the judgment around it. We talk about moving our bodies, how that's medicine and how much that has helped me returning to our inner freedom. Module 6 is the module a lot of us have been asking for a while, which is a huge part of waking back up to your soul, channeling, automatic writing, journaling, speaking to your angels, your guides, your light beings. If you feel connected to any light beings like the Pleiadians or anyone else, and also speaking to your soul. So people have been asking me forever to really do a deep dive on how I automatic write, how I speak to my guides, how I have my guides help me make decisions in my everyday life, how I connect to my soul, and truly how I live from my intuition. So module 6 is all about that. And there's a reason it's all in this order. And it's because I feel like once you do the work of the first 5 modules, then speaking to your soul becomes so much easier. Speaking to your guides, etc. Asking for signs is a huge part of all of this. There's a meditation for connecting to your guides that I really think will be quite life-changing for many. Module 7 is all about the law of attraction, the Abraham Hicks emotional scale, manifesting money, relationships, career, and more. So yes, again, there's a specific order for a reason, because once you do all the previous modules and you work on yourself and you honor your ancestors and your body and you surrender to the universe and you start automatic writing and you check in with your intentions every day and your mantras, then getting to this law of attraction piece, that's when the law of attraction can finally do its job. So people ask me all the time, does the law of attraction really work? What about working through our darkness, working through our shadow? That's what we're doing in the first 5-ish modules. So by the time we get to module 7, the law of attraction can really work and work its magic. Then there's a meditation to attract and turn our thoughts into reality. So manifesting is simply like attracting like. So we dive into that. Module 8 is miracles everywhere. So it's very much influenced by A Course in Miracles. This whole course, by the way, was influenced by so many of my teachers, so many of my guides. One of those teachers is A Course in Miracles, channeled by a woman named Helen Schuckman and translated by many of my personal teachers like Marianne Williamson, Gabby Bernstein, and many others. And A Course in Miracles drastically changed my life. So you'll find elements of A Course in Miracles throughout the whole course. But module 8 is dedicated to miracles, searching for them everywhere, letting them be a part of your everyday life. And then module 9 is integration. So living in the ceremony of life. And once I started living my life like a ceremony, everything started to change. That's when I truly started to heal. That's when I started to be happy. That's when I found joy. That's when I really called Jonathan into my life as my partner. So manifesting from a place of living life ceremoniously is huge. And there's so many takeaways from this course. Originally, I thought it was a manifestation course. Now I see it's not just a manifestation course. It's a course about getting in touch with your soul, your intuition, waking back up to your soul's true home, knowing that you're an eternal soul, which kind of dissipates all fear, all anxiety, because we return to who we really are. So if you're a podcast person, you'll like the fact that all the 9 modules are audio modules. So it's like listening to a podcast. You can download it and listen to it in that way. Same with the meditations. My audio editor, Hayden, created these beautiful, beautiful music tracks to go with the meditations that are specific frequencies. We'll have the information on the course website for creating calm environment, for creating releasing. And I'm blown away by what he's been able to create. So the meditations are really beautiful and something I'm really proud of, and proud of what Hayden's been able to create too. And then the PDF is really special because the PDF has not only kind of a recap of all the audio stuff, but it also has journaling prompts for every week. It has recommended reading for every week, which you don't have to read different books weekly. You can if you want, but you definitely don't have to. And then also in the course, there's playlists, there's music to listen to, there is essential oils breakdowns, there's quotes from all of the teachers who truly influenced this entire season in my life and all the healing that has taken place. So many of those teachers. I just want to name a few of them because I love them so much. Marianne Williamson, Michael Singer, who wrote Untethered Soul and The Surrender Experiment, Gabby Bernstein, Lynn Twist from The Soul of Money, Caroline Meese from Anatomy of the Spirit, Joe Dispenza, who has really, really helped in terms of just viewing our bodies as part of the quantum field. He's been incredible, and I recommend a lot of his books in here. Dr. Mike Dow, who's been on the podcast, who leads incredible hypnosis meditations and teaches so much about the subconscious mind. Abraham Hicks, channeled by Esther Hicks. All of those books are highly recommended by me. The book, The Alchemist. And then Louise Hay, who started Hay House, who wrote the incredible book, You Can Heal Your Life, and many other books. So there's so many different recommendations in here, so much to explore beyond just the course itself, so much reading, so much good music that really accompanied me while I created the course. And I share all of that with you guys within the course. And then if you sign up before the 22nd. Ow, Hudson. Sorry. This is what happens when you podcast on the couch with your cat next to you. He just bit me pretty hard. He's excited about the course too. So if you sign up before the 22nd of July, then you will be able to join in on the live webinars. There will be four throughout the duration of this first round of people who go through the course. So four webinars with me where I'll channel live. I'll answer your questions. You'll get a chance to ask me whatever you want, connect with other people who are doing the course. And then there's a Facebook group for everybody doing the course. So you'll have the chance to connect with everybody no matter what. And then you'll be eligible for the giveaway if you sign up before July 22nd. Or on or before July 22nd. But to be among the first 100, I would recommend signing up ASAP. And you can do that by going to thebalanceblonde.com. You'll see on my landing page a huge way to click onto the course. And then also there's thebalanceblonde.com/course, where you'll see the gorgeous landing page made by my beautiful designer, Annalise, and programmer, Dan, who have just been incredible throughout this whole process. And then I really just want to mention, this course was created by me getting out of my own way. I know that I created the course, but I also got out of my own way enough so that the course could come through. It was fully channeled by my higher self. My higher self lives in a lot of different realms with light beings like the Pleiadians. So the Pleiadians were a huge influence on this course. My ancestors, so many women who came before me, who live through me, who speak through me, were a huge part of this course. Plant medicine, my journeys with ayahuasca were a huge inspiration and a huge teacher for this course. And I feel some of it was the medicine legitimately speaking through me. And I'm just so beyond excited to share it with the world. If you're working on creating something and you have any resistance, just go inside and ask your soul what that resistance could be. There's so many different things. And before I wrap up here, I want to tell you about our third sponsor, Silver Fern Brand. love Silver Fern so much, so appreciative of them and working together, supporting the podcast. I love them so much. We're actually creating a product together that will be out very soon. We'll be able to talk more about it soon. So if you want to learn more about Silver Fern, listen to episode 106 of this podcast with Charity Lighten, the founder and chief nutritionist of Silver Fern. I love all their products, from their probiotics to their digestive enzymes, to their plant-based protein powders, to their whole food multivitamins, to their fiber sweeteners, to the other accessories that they have, like cool different gear and things for your kitchen. They're the best of the best. Their probiotics actually survive when they hit the gut, which you can learn all about in the episode that Charity's in. Their digestive enzymes have completely changed my stomach and the way that I digest food. Their plant-based protein powders are so delicious. They have chocolate and vanilla. I've bought them for my mom and my dad, and they're a huge part of their life now. And you can use the code BLONDE, BLONDE, at silverfernbrand.com for a discount on everything and to learn all about their products. So stay tuned for the product that we're creating together. And I just love them so much. So super appreciative of them for sponsoring the show. So what I was saying that I wanted to get into was, if you're creating something and you have resistance around it, you can always speak to your soul, which is kind of what this course is all about, just learning how to speak to your soul and ask your soul, what is the resistance around this topic? Why do I feel like I'm not worthy of sharing this with someone or with anyone? Why am I so afraid that this might not help people? And the answer is, this is what my soul is telling me to tell you. We've just got to get out of our own way. We've always just got to get out of our own way and know that when something is created in true alignment and the way that it's truly meant to be, it can't fail. It can't go wrong, because you're not going to be attached to any outcome. The act of creating it is the beauty in itself, and the commitment to bring it to life is such beauty in itself. So honoring that your soul is so ready to create something, and honoring the process and getting out of your own way, knowing that channeling means simply stepping aside and letting whatever is ready to come through, letting it come through. So that's pretty much what I did in the creation of this course. It took many hours and an incredible team to bring it to life, and I'm just so excited for you guys to be a part of it. This live webinar part that we'll have, four different live webinars with me, is probably the only time I'll ever offer that, pretty much for sure. So sign up within the next 2 weeks to be a part of that. And then we get to connect all throughout it, and you can give me feedback and you can experience it and I can channel, and it'll be great. So I'm getting kind of the nudge right now from the Pleiadians to take my own advice and get out of my own way so I can channel them for a second and have them share with you what they want to say. So just give me a moment. I'm going to get out of my own way. Okay. Here they are. The Pleiadians are here, and they're saying, "We are so excited to be here. We're so excited that Jordan has created this offering that is full of so much wisdom that she has known in her human body for a long time. And she's been afraid to share, unable to share because she had some fear surrounding where the information was coming from. But once she knew the information was coming from us, from a trusted source, a high vibrational source, she was ready to share, and she felt very good about it. And the whole offering came together in a very divinely guided way, a divinely connected way. And what Jordan doesn't realize or know is that this is the very beginning of many offerings she will create along with us for you. And if you're listening, and if you become a part of this course, this offering that she has, then you yourself will be creating offerings just the same with similar information that resonates with you at a high vibrational frequency that resonates with your soul, that resonates with your spirit, because our spirits are floating all around us all the time. They're eternal. They have so much to share with us. We have access to those spirits at all times, but that is what we forget. That is so often what we forget. So Jordan is here to help you remember. And she too is remembering herself. She too is always remembering herself. Sometimes she forgets. We're reminding Jordan now that she has forgotten quite frequently lately. She has forgotten how connected and tapped in she is and that her spirit is always there for her. And yes, we intervene in her life to slow her down and remind her what's important. Just like we show up in your lives to remind you what's important, and you will know if this offering is for you. And it's not about whether or not this offering is for you right now or not, because the truth is this offering is always going to be available to you at whatever time you need. So feel into what lights your soul up and sets it a spark, sets it on fire, as Jordan would say, and live from that place. And with that, Jordan herself is very tired, and we are going to let her go because she has shared the information in this episode that needs to be shared. Thank you, Pleiadians. I love that the Pleiadians are telling me to rest. That's so true. And of course, I was planning on go, go, go after this and recording the final meditation for the course, but perhaps I will save that for tomorrow. Wow. So yes, like the Pleiadians said, they were mostly right about this course always being available, but it's actually going to be closed after July 22nd for this first group to go through it. And we'll see what happens after that. So I would highly recommend signing up within the first 2 weeks to reap the benefits of being the first group to go through this course. And like they also said, only do what lights your soul on fire and makes you feel a spark. And I love that they said this course, this offering might inspire you or will definitely inspire you to create your own offering based off of the teachings in this course. And that's what I really hope, and that's what I really want, because the course itself is really for people who are looking to make a change in their life, whether that be in career or relationship or money or all of it or none of it or something else. People who are ready to commit to making a change, that's who this course is for. So if it inspires you to create an offering of your own, whether that be a podcast or a book or a relationship, I mean, that's not an offering, but maybe it is an offering to yourself. That would make me really happy. So I feel so grateful. I haven't been this excited about something in a really long time. And work-wise, I don't think I've ever been this excited about anything. So definitely check it out. Check out the landing page, thebalanceblonde.com/course. The price is divinely guided, decided by my angels, and refined with myself and the people who I've hired to help me create this course. It is $333. So angel numbers 333. And when you break it down, that's less than $30 a week. And when you include the meditations, it's like less than $15 per module/meditation. It's an investment in yourself. I consider it to be worth so much more than like a retreat retreats that I've put on, other people's retreats, I don't know, because it's so full of information that's going to drastically change your life. And it is a commitment, but it's a commitment that you can do at your own pace and listen to on a walk or in the comfort of your own home or in the bath or in the shower or however you like to listen to audio. And it's a gift to yourself. So Thank you. And it's a gift to me. I'm going to be doing it right alongside of you guys and continuing to heal on deep levels because I need it. And I needed it in the first place. And that's why I created it. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being amazing. You can find me on The Balance Blonde, thebalancebond.com, thebalancebond.com/course. If you love this podcast, leave a rating and review to get a free yoga ebook straight to your email. If you email the rating and review to jordan@thebalancebond.com and join the Soul on Fire podcast tribe to keep the conversation going. I love you guys. I appreciate you. You're so wonderful. And we'll chat soon. Mwah.